Good morning, this is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Thousands of protesters gathered in cities across Colorado yesterday for No Kings rallies. CPR's Benta Berglund was in Glenwood Springs.
People throughout the Western Slope are in Glenwood Springs for a pretty sizable rally. The No Kings protest, Trump 2, worst sequel ever, democracy not autocracy. Liberty and justice are not for sale. Lots of signs, lots of energy. And folks who say it's really important to come out and express their strong opposition to the administration, and they want more people to use their voice.
A roundup of the rallies from across the state can be found at CPR.org and KRCC.org. As the federal shutdown enters week three, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says it may take some concessions to end the congressional deadlock. Hickenlooper and other Senate Democrats are holding out for health care tax credits. He says other considerations may be needed to form a deal.
I don't have a specific solution, one thing that they would accept as payment, but there are a lot of us having discussions and trying to think about how do we make sure that both sides is willing to walk away from this.
The enhanced tax credits Democrats are calling for drive down insurance costs for plans purchased through the Affordable Care Act. People in Ware Fondo County are being alerted about a potential measles exposure. The state and local health departments say an out-of-state traveler with measles was in the southern Colorado county. They visited a hotel and a store. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.